A state-based college has just announced a big initiative to help students get their foot in the doors of higher education. This is not an easy thing, by the way, everyone. Starting next fall, Concordia College in Moorhead will begin offering full tuition to some of the new students that will make their way to the Northwest Minnesota campus. Now, to dive more into the details of the program, we welcome School Vice President of Enrollment, Ben Iverson, on the show. And he joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, sir?
Doing very well, Geraldine. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. This is exciting. You know, I graduated with my undergrad from Concordia in the Twin Cities in St. Paul. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited that this is happening. And some people will look at this and go, well, it's only, you know, a school that's much further away. And is this really going to happen? Man, can you imagine if every one of the Concordia schools could do this? How great that would be?
That would be fantastic. Yeah, I mean, affordability is definitely on the minds of many, many college-bound students these days. So we're trying to address that up in Moorhead for sure.
So how is Moorhead receiving this? Are you hearing from students and their parents saying this is excellent, but what do we do next?
Yeah, you know, it's been a great, we just announced this on Thursday, and so it's been a great weekend and definitely noticed an uptick in applications. And, that's really the biggest thing that students can do at this point is to submit an application. It's free to apply. We do have a November 15th early application deadline. Students can earn an extra $500 scholarships if they apply within the next 10 days or so. Students just need to apply and then also need to submit the FAFSA form. The FAFSA is the free application for federal student aid. And the federal government, as many folks probably know, is making some changes to the FAFSA form this year, and so it won't actually be available until December. And so I guess what we're telling folks for now is go ahead and apply to Concordia, in the next couple of weeks here, and then submit the FAFSA form as soon as it's available in December, we hope.
Yeah, this is really, it's just excellent to hear that this is a possibility for so many students. You know, of course, a lot of students will say, okay, how much money do my parents make when we do the FAFSA? Is it going to be too much? What if it's, you know, instead of $90,000, it's $89,900? You know what I mean? Where do we go here? How do we make sure that the students are able to present this information to the families and that the families have the support from the administration at Moorhead to make sure that they are clear that maybe their student is possibly able to get this or may not be able to?
Yeah, so we've got a really talented admission and financial aid staff up at Concordia Moorhead, and they would be happy to visit with the family, whether in person. Of course, we host prospective students on campus. Really, no matter where students are considering for college, they ought to think about going for a campus visit if they can. That's the best way to get to know about a college or university, of course. But whether in person or on the phone or on Zoom, our financial aid staff is happy to sit down with folks and help them take a look at where they might stand given or related to the Concordia Promise. Again, there are some changes with the FAFSA form this year. And so there are, even for professional financial aid staffers, there are some unknowns that won't be known, I guess, until December when the final rules and final form are published. But nevertheless, we're happy to help. Concordia is a relatively small school, only 1,800 students, and so we definitely want prospective students to get that and feel that personal attention even during the admission process that they'll definitely feel later on once they're on campus and in the classroom.
Right, and to be clear, the families have to make sure that they are below $90,000 a year, making $90,000 a year. They have to be below that, correct?
Correct. Yep. The way the Concordia Promise is structured, families have to have less than $90,000 as an adjusted gross income on their taxes. These days, the federal government uses prior year tax information, so 2 years ago. But yes, that is what qualifies them for the Concordia Promise. The other thing that I should say, though, is that even for families that are middle class, to use that term, above $90,000 but not wealthy, right? Sometimes those are the folks that get pinched a little bit when it comes to financial aid. and those kinds of things. And so, well, if you're in that category, you don't qualify for the Concordia Promise Scholarship. But often families in that category are really surprised by the level of scholarships and financial aid that are available to them at private colleges in general and at Concordia specifically. And so, again, the goal of our financial aid staff, whether you're above or below 90,000, is to make Concordia affordable for families.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. And I have put two children through college, and it is not an easy thing. It is hard. We're talking about them getting this opportunity for 4 years straight. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
That is amazing. Yep, I cannot tell you how excited I am for them, because it's hard. It is truly hard. And some students drop out because maybe just a little bit, you know, too much money, just a teeny bit, can be the one thing that could be disastrous. Or can you tell me, nope, that won't happen?
Well, the trick here is that students do have to file the FAFSA form every single year. And so eligibility could change. If family income really happens to go up for whatever reason one year, that could take away eligibility in a future year. But as long as, you know, most of us don't get huge raises from year to year, and so as long as that doesn't happen, it's meant to be a 4-year program for most students. And even if students happen to fall just out of the realm of eligibility again, our financial aid staff will work one-on-one with students in that situation. We want to see students graduate from Concordia, of course.
Yeah. I know you guys also in Moorhead are very serious about maintaining satisfactory academic progress. You know, mm-hmm. The GPA it gives a lot of pain to so many students trying to figure it out. You know, they just may be a few points away from being able to move up and forward. But when you talk about doing this for 4 years, there are changes in the years. There are changes with the students, changes with the school. There's so many changes that can happen. And I worry, you know, is there a group of people that are there to make sure that they know that those students that are having a hard time, they have support for them?
Yeah, I appreciate that question. That's really at the core of the matter. And I think that, you know, small colleges like Concordia really have an advantage over some of our larger competitors on this front. And part of it, I think, is that we have fantastic faculty. The average class size is really quite small at Concordia, and so faculty know, even from day one, you know, freshman year, who the students are, whether or not they're in the classes. If they're struggling with something, they see them outside of the classroom and in office hours, and they're really like mentors in a lot of ways. So that, in a lot of ways, faculty, I think, are the first line of defense. But on top of that, we've got a really, really talented student services division at Concordia. So everything from holistic health is the way we talk about it, mental and physical health, lots of support structures there, student engagement, activities on campus, faith, all of those kinds of things are covered at Concordia, again, so that we support students both inside and outside the classroom en route to what we hope will be an on-time graduation and that first job someday.
Right. Of course, we know during COVID that was a difficult time, but it's getting better. That is for sure. Now, I have to mention one more time, sir, Ben Iverson, you are the vice president of enrollment. And I'm just curious to know about enrollment and whether the students enrollment. Are there challenges with many of the students at Moorhead when it comes from maybe they want to change their master's, or maybe they want to enroll in, you know, something else, or take a class at a different university or a college, mm-hmm. that sort of thing. Are you challenged by that when it comes to enrollment? Is it changing, you know, every month, every 6 months?
Yeah, well, certainly at the undergraduate level, it's pretty common that students change majors, and that's not necessarily a huge problem, particularly if they make the change within the first year or year and a half or so. There's a couple of exceptions to that rule, but for the most part, that's okay. One kind of nice advantage, actually, about studying in the Fargo-Moorhead area, and at Concordia specifically, is that we're part of the tri-college system. So Moorhead State is there as well as NDSU, of course. And so you can be a student at Concordia, have whatever your major will be there. But sometimes students do choose to take a course or two from one of our other partner schools in the community. And that's just sort of built into the puzzle when you come study at one of the tri-colleges up in Fargo-Moorhead. So a nice advantage for studying up that direction.
The puzzle, that was well said. And then I just want to reiterate, there is no GPA requirement. None. No GPA requirement. No GPA requirement. That's a big deal.
It is. It is. Yeah. I mean, students have to be admitted to Concordia, of course, to be eligible for the Concordia Promise. But then, as you say, to maintain the scholarship on an ongoing basis, there's no GPA minimum. We just want students to come and do well and graduate ultimately. And so they do have to maintain satisfactory academic progress, as you said. But that really, in many ways, has more to do with, following the right sequencing of courses. You can't be full-time student or even a part-time student forever and ever without graduating. So we just want to keep people on pace to graduation on time. But you're right. Apart from that, no GPA requirements. Really pretty simple.
Okay, so this starts in 2024 or it starts now?
Are you ready to sign up? No. Yeah, fall of 24, it will begin.
Okay. And so students are starting to come in and ask the questions. Are you guys seeing a lot of bustling, people talking about it, parents calling and coming in? And if so, that's got to feel good. But also, Concordia, you only have one Concordia in Moorhead, correct?
That's right. Yep.
What about the other Concordias in the, in other areas that are closer to you guys? I mean, there are so many Concordias. And so I'm just wondering if this is going to be passed on to some of the other Concordia colleges as well, Concordia universities.
It's a good question. So there are a lot of Concordias out there. Concordia College up in Moorhead is a little bit unique in that it's affiliated with the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. And many of the other Concordias are affiliated with a different part of the Lutheran Church, of course. And so not necessarily, although we share the same name, it's confusing, not necessarily, directly part of the same network, I guess.
Right. And that can be concerning for some of the parents as well. The school says that prospective students need only fill out a college application. Now, I bring this up again. It's because I have known students to go to college, and they may ask me questions because, of course, when I graduated from Concordia in St. Paul, there were students still left there that I adored and wanted to keep up with them. But I can just imagine why they keep asking those questions. Who do they go to if they say, I don't really know how to fill out a college application? And sometimes they'll give them all the directions on where to go online. But what if they want to go in and feel better being in front of someone and that person telling them their truth about what you need to do?
Yeah, that's a great question. So for students that are still in high school, a lot of high schools, of course, have college counselors, high school counselors that can provide advice and guidance about the college application process and in general, of course. So that's maybe step number one, at least for students that are in school, to check with the guidance counselor there. The other thing, though, of course, is that Concordia, as well as most colleges and universities, at Concordia, we have a really talented admissions staff. And so we're just simply a phone call away, an email away. Happy to hop on Zoom or whatever students want to use these days to visit one-on-one, and happy to walk somebody through that application if that's helpful. We do also have a Twin Cities-based representative, and so Brandon Wente is his name, and he's out on the road visiting high schools in the Twin Cities and college fairs constantly, and so connects with prospective students there regularly, but some Brandon or someone like him even could meet up face-to-face with students on occasion if they need help with the application.
Now, if students want more information about how to apply for the Concordia Promise Program, where do they go? I think it's on the college's website, correct?
It's on the college's website, yep. If you go to cord.edu, cord.edu/promise, you'll find more information about the Concordia Promise, and you'll also see a link up at the top that says admission, and there's a link to the application from that page as well. So
it really is.
To find out.
It's just remarkable what you guys are doing, and I really hope that this spreads out to the other Concordias all over the country, and let students know we care that much about you, because this is what it sounds like to me. We care so much about you that we're going to make sure that we make this happen. So congratulations, and thank you for working so hard on this. And I hope I get to have you call in and, tell us more maybe a year from now.
Absolutely. We'd love to be in touch anytime and give you an update with how it's going.
Thank you, Ben Iverson. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.